People in Bosnia-Herzegovina have been getting a glimpse of one particular North Korean. It's Kim Jong-il's 16-year-old grandson. Kim Hon-sol has just entered boarding school there. It's not unprecedented for the dear leader's family to go to school in Europe, but this time it's a little bit different. The young Kim is attending a school that promotes multiculturalism and reconciliation. And it's in a city that's seen plenty of divisions. Nate Tabak reports from Mostar.
When you're Kim Jong-il's grandson, everyone wants to talk to you.
Could you tell me something about living in Mostar? Are you happy? Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm very happy. I love Mostar, yeah.
That's Kim Hon-sol speaking with a Bosnian TV reporter who was waiting outside his dorm. She was among a herd of reporters who've been pestering him ever since he arrived in the southern city of Mostar earlier this month. I caught up with Kim near the campus of United World College. He just started his junior year of high school there. He was dressed like many teenagers, with a touch of hipster, sporting thick-rimmed glasses, a stylish haircut, and earrings. Kim Hon-sol wouldn't let me record our conversation, but he did answer a few questions. He told me being Kim Jong-il's grandson comes with a lot of baggage. It's guilt by association, he said, in perfect, unaccented English. All I want to do is study and live my life. That's not easy when your father is the dear leader's oldest son. Kim Jong-nam fell out of favor in 2001, after he was caught trying to sneak into Japan with a fake passport to visit Disneyland. Kim Hon-sol has attracted some attention of his own. The South Korean media recently pored through his social media profiles. On his Facebook page, he'd responded to a poll. He preferred democracy over communism. Kim Hon-sol told me people shouldn't read too much into that. It was a silly poll, he said. In communism and democracy, you have both good and bad. That's not what you'd expect from the grandson of the North Korean dictator. But Kim Hon-sol says he hasn't lived in North Korea since he was two, though he visits every summer. Most recently, he lived with his father in Macau, where he attended another international school. When Stephen Codrington interviewed Kim Hon-sol for his school application, he says he saw something special.
He is his own person, and that was very clear during the interview. You know, he's an individual in his own right.
Codrington is the former head of United World College in Hong Kong. Kim Hon-sol was originally accepted to attend his last 2 years of high school there, but Hong Kong authorities wouldn't give him a visa, so he went to the Bosnia campus. Codrington says the young Kim should find Mostar extremely interesting, given its history. It was devastated by the Bosnian Civil War in the 1990s.
In a sense, I think it's a good school for Kim because it will give him an insight into other conflicts. In other words, I think it will broaden his own perspective of something that I know matters a lot to him, and that is the division on the Korean Peninsula.
Other countries are, you know, we could say of minor significance in political terms.
A broader perspective is something on display in Jenan Hakalovic's history class. The Bosnian teacher is leading a discussion about Bismarck, the man who unified Germany, in a class with students from Bosnia, Britain, Turkey, and Afghanistan.
Then we said he also constructed the dual alliance with Austria-Hungary. What was the idea behind it?
Later in the year, the class tackles the Balkan Wars. In fact, part of United World College's mission in Mostar is to foster reconciliation in ethnically divided Bosnia. After class at a nearby cafe, Jenan Hakalovic says the school's melting pot can be a transformative experience.
When you have students coming from Middle East, from Afghanistan, from, I don't know, Israel, Palestine, have students coming from former communist countries of Eastern Europe, students from Balkans, and then again students from Western Europe and from United States, etc., and they are all sitting together in a classroom, then it's much easier to talk about different perspectives.
That's exactly what Kim Hon-sol says drew him to the school. Many different viewpoints that he hopes will give him a better understanding of the world. He'll also get an opportunity to see firsthand how Mostar is dealing with its own reconciliation. His new school is situated at what was basically a front line between Croat and Bosniak forces. Mir Lubo Beslic, a Croat, says the situation is improving in Mostar. He says while the legacy of conflict remains, ethnic divisions are easing up. Mostar, he says, is a good example for others to follow. The mayor says he thinks Kim Hon-sol, in particular, can learn a lot from being here. For The World, I'm Nate Tabak, Mostar, Bosnia-Herzegovina.